I'm so nervous.
Why?
I don't know. It feels like the first time I've done this, and it's been so long.
It has been long. Very, very, very long.
Wait, let me read you to the other side. Okay, perfect. Yeah, it has been very, very long. We took the summer.
Have I told you that your mic looks a bit like a dildo?
You have, every single time I've recorded with it.
Just in case you didn't know.
Thank you. And I posted a photo of it on my Instagram story this morning, and when I posted it, I thought to myself, like, how many people are going to say that?
Everyone. Everyone is going to think that.
Well, I'll give you a statistic later in the episode.
Okay.
So, we're here with some news.
What's the news?
Ryan's leaving me alone to do the podcast by myself.
I am. I'm taking a bit of time off. I have taken time off.
Yeah, that's so fair, though. Like, you have so much going on.
So much. So much. It's kind of just getting a bit much. Not even, like, it was just everything at once. Like, literally.
No, I get that.
House stuff. Work was mental. And then trying to have a social life, and then trying to do this, trying to do that. I was just like, I can't do it all. I just have to pull back.
Yeah, that's so fair. And like, this is supposed to be something that's fun, not something that causes you stress, you know?
Yeah.
So,
not that was stressful.
No, it's not that actually doing it is stressful. It's about scheduling in the time can be a bit stressful.
Yeah.
You know, because it does take a while.
It does. Like, there's a lot of planning. There's a lot of, like, stuff you have to do post and pre-episode.
Yeah, so, and there's also pre-episode subconscious thought about what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is something that I love, like, that when I have a spare minute, I have something to occupy my head with. But I can understand how it takes a lot of energy.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Yeah, but I will continue by myself. We kind of took the summer off. I actually, to be honest, this summer was like such a shit show when I look back. At the time, it started off, like the last time we recorded, I was waking up at 5 for work and pulling a day like yours. I didn't socialize the whole month of July. I think maybe once. And then in August, I was like, I'm going to take some time to take care of myself. And it did start off like that. But over time, it became me just like shutting myself in my room and like not interacting with anyone. Which was
not
a bit...
Ideal.
No, it's so unlike me as well. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just for me, I'm a very social creature. And it left me a little bit... anxious and like susceptible to my own negative thoughts in a way that I haven't been in a long time, you know.
Yeah, I 100% get that.
Yeah, but I'm back and I actually feel great. I was at home for ages. It was nice that we actually got to see each other to like talk about stuff as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because the time before that, when was the last time before that? It was probably 2-3 months before that.
Yeah, it was July.
And you have to remember as well, like, for months, like, we'd seen each other, like, nearly every day.
Yeah, literally every day. Yeah, no, it is very strange. But, yeah, I'm excited to go on. I think. I don't know what it's going to be like me sitting here talking to myself.
Oh, you'd be grand. You'd be grand.
I'm sure you'll be the first one to give me feedback of whatever type I deserve, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I look forward to that, and I'm just going to give it a go. If it fucks up, I'll just, like, stop or find someone else to sit with me for an hour.
Just close your eyes, count to three, and fucking go for it. Like, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I'm going to try and have loads of guests, whatever... But I can talk about this later when I'm actually on my own. however, I do want to pose to you the thought-provoking question for the rest of this episode.
Okay.
Which is, if you were being... Well, sent is a strong word, but if you were going to an island alone for 4 days...
Right.
Where you don't have to worry about like food or water or shelter. So like it can be a sunny island, it could be a rainy island, it can be a snowy island, like it's up to you, but you're totally alone with no contact to the outside world for any reason.
There's no phone.
No.
Okay.
What three things are you bringing with you?
excuse me. So if I don't have to worry about like food, shelter, I need to think practical, like what is going to keep me entertained or occupied.
Exactly.
So guitar, number one. what else? Cans. Probably guitar.
Did you just say cans?
No, guitar. Not cans. I'm trying to think. Guitar and notepad.
Yeah, but then is a pen your third thing?
My notepad comes with a pen, built-in pen.
Right, okay.
And the last thing, I don't know, I think you can do a lot with that.
Yeah, well, so what I want this question to like boil down to is as we go into like the winter months, and with that, you are kind of forced to spend a little bit more time alone. Do you know, like the evenings are longer, there's less time in the day to see other people. You might be a little bit more tired. I don't get it so much now that I'm living here, but when I was at home, I got seasonal depression every single year. Like, I didn't realize until I moved to Spain that that's what was happening. But now I want to think about, like, what are the fundamental things that make me feel safe and occupied and like I'm having a good time, but when I'm alone?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I'm going to talk about dopamine menus, which like is not important for right now, but it's a really cool concept that has changed my outlook on the way I was doing certain things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the three things I think I would take if I had to spend this time alone is like some sort of unlimited music source.
That's a good one, yeah. But what do you play your music source on?
I'm thinking like something with a built-in speaker, but like not a computer.
Okay.
Do you know, maybe this thing that I'm talking about doesn't exist yet?
Yeah.
But, you know, something I can play unlimited music on. A really, really long book with a storyline that interests me, but doesn't make me anxious or stress me out. And then a notebook with a built-in pen.
I did say they do exist.
Yeah.
They're good. Yeah, it's an interesting concept. Like, I consciously try and do things that I don't get locked in or trapped or stuck on the TikTok or the Instagram.
Yeah.
Whole thing. And like guitar for me is a really good one. Like when I come home, I just go play guitar for like 20 minutes, half an hour to decompress and just like bring me back, especially from work, because it's very like intense. And then you're driving home in traffic, and like you don't decompress on the way home. So
the traffic, like, I can't explain to you the feelings that traffic evokes in me. It's a combination of, like, rage, panic, frustration. Like, sometimes if I've sat in back-to-back traffic, I'll get home and there'll be, like, sweat dripping down my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, not, you know what I mean. Especially from Dublin, like, maybe it gets better when you do it every day. But for me, it stresses me out in a really, like, irritating way.
Yeah, and, like, on the way home, if someone does something really stupid, which they do every day,
mm-hmm.
now I'll come home and I'll be like, I'll be so wound up because that person did this almighty stupid thing.
Yeah, and in that moment, that's so dangerous. Like, potentially people could die if the others around them don't react in the way they need to.
Someone's going to die on that M1 from fucking trucks pulling out.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous.
But then also you have to look at it from the perspective of the truck driver that, like, no one wants to let them out.
No, well, they should just wait. They shouldn't be on the road at those times.
Never going to happen, though. In an ideal world, we wouldn't have guns, but we're not in an ideal world.
I genuinely believe that trucks shouldn't be allowed in the fast lane. And in some countries in Europe, they're not allowed in the fast lane.
Yeah, but I think if that's going to be the case, there should be three lanes. Because at some point, trucks do have to pass each other out. Because, like, depending on the truck, the speed they can go to is different.
No, I don't feel sorry for them.
See, my brother's a truck mechanic now, so I understand more about it than I did before.
My dad was a truck driver for 25 years. You'd think I'd be sympathetic, but I'm not.
No, sympathetic is a stretch. More like slightly empathetic, that I can understand what it feels like to be them.
Mm, fair point.
Mm. But anyway, I think we're getting a little bit off track here.
Yeah, that did grow legs.
Yeah, but anyway, it's really nice to have one last chat with you on the pod. And yeah,
it mightn't be the last.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll, like, if you have time, you can dip in and out as you please.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, but, like, from now on, just expect to hear a whole lot of me.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of used to it at this stage.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Yeah, well, best of luck with it. Keep in touch.
Thanks, I'm kind of nervous, but we'll see.
Close your eyes, count to three, fucking do it.
Okay. All right, well, chat soon.
Toodles.
You can keep listening to me now, because I'm going to put the rest of the episode on the end of this. Okay, so I'm back, and I am recording the podcast today in my pajamas, which... you know, it's unusual, but anyway. So, when I recorded the intro with Ryan on Saturday, I posed a question to him about what three things you would bring to a desert island for 4 days, right? So, I put this question to followers of the Instagram page in July, and I didn't really realize why I wanted to ask them this at the time, but now that it's the beginning of October, the, like, leaves are going a little bit orange, the evenings are a wee bit darker, I realised that I wanted to know this because this is a time where we, like, spend more time by ourselves, and that can either have a positive or a negative effect on you as a person, I believe, anyway. So... also, if you can hear the construction going on outside my house, I'm so sorry. But anyway, so, three things you'd bring to a desert island for 4 days. Now, when I first posed this question, my answer has changed since then. So, originally I would have thought, like, I'd bring a book, I'd bring... oh, actually, it hasn't changed at all, because Ryan and I talked about it the other day. I'd bring a book... I'd bring a notebook and a pen, which I know is technically two, but it counts as one. And I would also bring something to play, like, music on for the 4 days. So basically, this is, like, what are your survival essentials for winter, right? Because, like, we can sit here all day and pretend that winter and summer are the same and it doesn't have any effect on your mood, but of course it does, you know. And I know, like, subconsciously everyone prefers one. I love summer and I love the sun, but I do also, like, really enjoy the cozy vibes of winter. So you can like both. But yeah, my three essentials are a book, something to listen to music on, and something to write down my thoughts or, like, illustrate my thoughts in some way, you know. And those things the more I thought about this question, I realized that they are some of the most important things in my life at all times, but I may not rely on them in the same ways in summer. You know, like I read a lot in summer, but I don't do that consciously. It's just that the activities I engage in allow for more of that. So like I go and lie in the sun, I go to the park, I go to the beach, I'll always read a book, or I'll always listen to music, or I'll always write stuff down in a journal. But at night in summer, if I get home and I get into my bed, I don't tend to read a book unless it's a really good one that I'm already reading. I tend to binge watch series before I go to sleep or scroll on TikTok on my phone. And that's something that I consciously want to do less of in the last 3 months of the year. But we'll talk about that a bit later. First, let's talk about three things that the listeners said that they would bring to a desert island, all right? So I wrote some of them down. And I don't know, I think this is giving like July when I post this question. But we have sunglasses, sunscreen, bug repellent. So essential. So, so, so essential. Then we have Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream, fishing equipment and a Kindle. So a lot of people went down the route of like literal essentials to survive. And it's so weird because when I asked Ryan this question when we recorded the last day, he said like my man brain wants to say stuff for fishing. And I was like, but why? Because my woman brain, I have no interest in catching a fish whether I'm trapped on a desert island or I'm not. But no, that's not to say that all women feel like that. That's actually a woman that wrote that one in, I think. Yeah, it was. But like I'm not catching no fish, sorry guys. So one of them says vape. When I put this question up, I was actually in the process of giving up vaping, which I have done successfully, but I may potentially be a smoker now. Anyway, not a problem for today. Mirror, lighter, and music. I don't really know where you're going with that one, but fair play. Nintendo, ball, towel, person. This person can't count. I don't think you're allowed to bring a person. I think that defeats the, you know, the essence of the exercise. This one made me laugh. There was a couple of ones like this, which I have tried to leave out as best I can. You, cigarettes, wine. Cigarettes and wine may not be a healthy choice, but see, actually, another thing. I went out for a glass of wine. Was it last week or the week before? Can't remember, but anyway, went for dinner. Went for a glass of wine after, had one glass of red wine, came home, had crippling anxiety for the entire night in bed, couldn't sleep, was imagining these scenarios in my head that were like the worst thing ever. It was, I think I'm giving it up, but anyway, you, cigarettes, wine, fair play. Small knife, fishing rod, medical kit, that was written by a man, that was, I can't say for certain, but come on. Bug repellent, sunscreen, BF, winky face. I think I'll just leave that one there. Solar powered battery, laptop, a few hundred terabytes of books, movies, games. I feel like that's a very strategic one. And would be up there with my favorites, I think, but I feel like my favorite was definitely this one. Blistex, tweezers, childhood blankie. That is number one for me, to be totally honest, because it embodies like what this person needs to feel comfortable. So do with that what you will, but anyway, yeah, those are my favorites of the three things listeners would bring to a desert island. But the main thing I was going to talk about today is dopamine menus. Okay, so dopamine menus are this like TikTok phenomenon that I have been, I don't know what algorithm you guys are on, but I have been sucked into them for the last while. And basically, a dopamine menu is like, it looks like a literal menu. Like, it's all pretty and drawn out. And it's activities that trigger your body's dopamine response, okay? So they're pleasurable, but they're also healthy activities rather than scrolling on your phone all the time, which can be pleasurable, but it only, like, you only get dopamine every time you scroll. So you get these little bursts of dopamine all the time, but not enough to give you a sustained high, and that's why you feel kind of shit after you've been scrolling on your phone for ages. But so these are healthy, pleasurable activities, and they move away from activities which have negative effects on us while trying to recharge. So if you imagine when you lie down on your bed to scroll on your phone or on the sofa or whatever, those are your recharge moments, and we're using them to exhaust our brain by having these little dopamine bursts, but nothing sustainable that actually makes us feel really good long term or for like an extended period of time. So dopamine menus are trying to eradicate that. I think to really understand what a dopamine menu is, we have to talk about dopamine itself, right? I won't bore you for too long, I promise. But so what is dopamine? Dopamine is a neurotransmitter and hormone. I'm sure we've all heard of dopamine, you know. It's the happy hormone. No, is that serotonin? Dopamine is like pleasure, you know. So it's a neurotransmitter and hormone. It acts on different parts of the brain to give feelings of pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. Okay. And motivation, I think, is one of the most important feelings that like I've ever felt. It's one of my favorite ones. So it plays a role in controlling memory, mood, sleep, learning, concentration, and movement. Based off of that, I feel like there's not a part of your day-to-day life that dopamine doesn't affect. You know, it sounds like it affects basically everything we do, like memory, mood, sleep, learning, concentration, movement. That's crazy. So that means like if you're not getting enough dopamine, you're not sleeping, you're not in a good mood, you're not learning things, like that's wild to me. So now that we've established what a dopamine menu is and what dopamine actually does for your body, let's talk about like how we put together our individual dopamine menus, okay? So the way I'm looking at this is like how I protect myself from myself kind of actions for the winter. So basically it's like not lying in front of the TV for the entire evening when I get home from work. Yeah, sure, I'm watching something that I like, but it's not bringing me a feeling of happiness and accomplishment when I go to bed. Like, I don't have that feeling of satisfaction. And before that, I don't have this feeling of motivation to do things that I know are going to make me feel better, you know? So, it does look like a literal menu. Had to have some coffee. So it looks like a literal menu. It's really cute. I should have had one to show on the TikTok I'm recording, but anyway. So it has starters. Starters are quick 5-minute activities or less that you can do that like that bring you a dopamine rush. You can do them in 5 minutes or less. They can be things that you really enjoy or they can be things that you don't enjoy so much. So for example, you could stretch or you could do a quick 5-minute tidy of your bedroom, right? You could be sitting there saying, I don't want to tidy my bedroom. Doing it for 5 minutes isn't going to fix all the mess that I've made in there. True. But tidying for 5 minutes is going to give you a burst of dopamine through the motivation that you use to do it. And then through the sense of satisfaction you have afterwards that something is done. Because if you tidy for 5 minutes, it's going to be better than it was, you know. Then we have sides, right? And with things like tidying your bedroom for 5 minutes, if you want to, you can add a side to it. And that kind of bulks it up a little bit, you know. So sides are things that you add to an activity to make it better, such as listening to music or a podcast while you're cleaning, or lighting a candle or a diffuser while you're studying or working at your desk or whatever. So these basically take things that you mightn't like so much and give them an atmosphere that makes them more enjoyable. If I'm being totally honest, that one's definitely my fave. So then we have mains, right? So mains are longer activities, but something that you might be a bit more passionate about. These are like cooking something new, reading, doing a pottery class, dancing, doing some yoga, like something that you can concentrate on for quite a long time, but is not harmful to you, like scrolling on your phone or watching TV. Moving on to that. So these are desserts, okay? Desserts are things that feel really good in the moment when we're doing them, but only for short periods of time, such as scrolling on your phone, watching TV, shopping, ordering a takeaway, you know, going in and getting a Starbucks every day, stuff like that. It feels really good in the moment, but over time it deteriorates at your sense of motivation and your sense of satisfaction. So that makes you feel a little bit down and a little bit like you're not accomplishing anything. And although it's fine to have days where you don't accomplish anything, these desserts should be had in moderation, you know? And putting them into that context has made it so much easier for me to not spend the whole night like just like this staring at my phone. It's like, because I get this feeling when I get into bed that I need to do something before I go to sleep, and that something has generally been scrolling on my phone since I've been in this particular bedroom. When I was in my bedroom in Ireland, because I was at home for 3 weeks, every time I got into bed I opened my book to read it, because that was the action that I associated with the space I was in. And also the space was tidy, the space was like had a candle lit, had fresh bedclothes, it was all kind of working in my favor, you know. So those kind of things do have an effect on it. But now when I get into bed, because I think of scrolling on my phone as a dessert, and I'm like, okay, well, I already looked at it a little bit earlier, you know, I know that there's nothing on there and I'm just going on there for that hit of dopamine. Now I lie down in bed and I open my book and I read. I might only read half a page some nights, depending on how tired I am, how interesting the story is, how early I have to get up, how late it is at night, whatever. But it gives me the same feeling that like I've done something when I get into bed to prepare myself for going to sleep, but I feel less bad about it and I don't get sucked into such a deteriorating hole where like the stuff is so different and so interesting that it keeps my attention for too long, you know. Then last but not least, we have specials, okay? Specials are things that you do once in a while and usually give you something to look forward to, right? Okay, so an example of a special, like a big one, is like booking a holiday. So you're not going to do that every week, but you're going to do it and then you're going to look forward to it for quite a while before you actually go. And then it also gives you this like feeling of a break when you actually go there. Another example of a special would be like getting your nails done or getting your hair done. It's not going to happen every week, but it's definitely going to give you a boost when you do it, you know. And then we have like buying concert tickets. So like buying concert tickets is a great one because you look forward to the actual event of the concert and that gives you a sense of motivation and satisfaction. And then you can also use the music from the concert as a side while you do other things, you know, to like make them more enjoyable and also help you look forward to your special. I love this idea and I'm definitely going to be using it over the next while to like keep myself grounded throughout the winter. Now, with all that said, there's another thing that I've been looking into a little bit over the last few days, which is this thing called the winter arc, right? So the winter arc is this idea that we use the last 3 months of the year to really become the best version of ourselves, right? So a lot of the time, like, it's October now, by the time we get to here, we're like, we're starting to make New Year's resolutions, or we're starting to acknowledge the New Year's resolutions that we made at the beginning of this year and haven't done anything to achieve, or have kind of fallen off the wagon about whatever. So the idea of the winter arc is like becoming the best version of yourself that you can be in these last 3 months of the year. And the main question that that poses is, what would the version of you that you want to be doing right now? Or how would they be approaching this situation? Okay. For my winter arc, I'm definitely going to try and be stricter with when I'm sleeping and when I'm waking up. Okay. So I, throughout the summer, did what I do every single year. And I started to stay awake till 4 a.m. watching some shit on TV that I've already seen before, and then like waking up in the afternoon. I'm done with that. It's going in the winter arc. I'm over it. Okay, so with that one about the sleep, it's not about deciding like today, okay, I'm not sleeping in anymore and I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock and I'm gonna get up at 5:30. Like, that's unrealistic. I usually go to sleep around 2 and I wake up between 8 and 10 depending on what time I'm starting work at that day. So I'm going to slowly try and move that back, okay? So this week I'm going to try and be in bed by 12, okay? I might be asleep till 1, but at least I'm in bed before midnight. And then I'm going to be strict with myself that I wake up at 8 o'clock every morning instead of just the mornings that I have to be up at that time, you know? So it's slow moves in the right direction. Then I need to lock in an exercise routine of some sort, because before I moved into this house in like June, July time, I was really good. I had my Pilates class. I went every week, and then I moved house and the studio's like just like quite far away. So I've been looking for a new Pilates studio and I can't find one here. So I'm just going to have to, I think, go back to the gym. But like, it's happening. By the end of this week, a decision is going to be made and I'm going to be doing some sort of formal exercise every single week. You know, not every day, but every week there's going to be something going on, because that really makes me feel much better about myself. And I think that's what I've been lacking in my routine recently. So I'm going to have like days and times that I'll go each week, and I'll plan what I'll do while I'm there, if it's going to be something like the gym or running or whatever. Then the third thing I have is eat cleaner snacks. So I am a natural born snack person. Actually, the mug that I'm holding right now says "you're a snack" on it. So I'm going to eat cleaner snacks. Not like this one that it says on my mug. Sorry, it's a picture of a snack bar for anyone who can't see. But I'm going to slowly phase out eating unhealthy snacks and overgrazing. So like, I could come home, eat my dinner, and then just eat a mountain of crap as well, just for this feeling of like dopamine, I think, that I get from it. But then it makes me feel crap about myself because I know that the stuff that I'm eating isn't good. So it's like this vicious cycle of doing one thing and getting the result I want, but then also getting the opposite result down the line. I'm going to slowly phase out eating unhealthy snacks such as chocolate and crisps and whatever. And I'm going to move into eating as much as I was before, but just more healthy things. Like, in the evening I'll have some fruit, or I'll make a salad before my dinner so that I'm still eating the same amount of food, but not so much like crappy stuff. Okay. I'm going to journal at least 3 times a week. So the suggestion in the stuff that I watched about this was to journal morning and evening so that you can track your daily thought patterns. That's too much for me, to be honest. Like, it's morning and evening realistically for me is just simply not going to happen. But I could definitely do 3 times a week. Keep myself updated about like stuff that's going on in my life. But if you feel like, oh, I can't journal because my week all looks the same and is all very boring and stuff, it's really easy to think that, But I guarantee you, if you actually started to journal, you'll realize that your thoughts about things differ from week to week. So particularly for women, depending on what stage of the like hormonal cycle you're in, the way you view a situation and how you handle it and form thoughts around it will be different throughout a month. And then when you read back over that, it's crazy to look at, because you think, oh, I did the same thing every Monday, but each Monday reads differently, not only because of what has happened, but because of how you feel about it. And then finally, I'm going to set a reading goal. So at the moment, I'm reading a book called Ruth and Pen by Emily Pine. Not the kind of thing I usually read. I'm definitely like a soppy romance type girl. But when I was at home, I read Emily Pine's Notes to Self. It's fantastic. If you can get your hands on it, definitely give it a read. It's not a long book. It's not a novel. It's like a collection of personal essays, and I wouldn't usually read anything like that, but it's fantastic. So I'm reading her other book now, which is a novel called Ruth and Pen. I'm definitely finding it a little bit more difficult to get into. However, them's the bricks, you know. I want to broaden my reading arc. So I'm going to intentionally fit in time to read every day. Even, like I said, it's only half a page before I go to sleep. Every single day, I want to read something. At the moment, I have Ruth and Pen, and then I have a book called Lessons in Chemistry, which has won loads of awards, and I've heard really good things about it, so I'm going to read that. And then I'm also dying to get my hands on Sally Rooney's new book. Definitely going to read that by the end of the year. And yeah, it looks really exciting, and I'm a big Sally Rooney fan. Like, I think Although Normal People was earth-shattering, I think Beautiful World, Where Are You is potentially one of the best things I've ever read. So dying to get my hands on that. But yeah, consciously reading every day. Doesn't matter what. It can be an article in a magazine, although I would like it to be a book. It doesn't matter how much. I'm not going to set myself a goal of you have to read 10 pages or you have to read a chapter or whatever. However much I read, I read. If that increases or decreases over the course of the next few months, I will definitely keep you posted. But every day, I'm going to do something. So that is my winter arc, which I think combined with the dopamine menu is really going to make me feel like I'm using this time in a way that I haven't in any years before this, but also will keep me on the straight and narrow with myself, that like I'm not getting like bogged down by the fact that the evenings are darker, or that I'm not seeing my friends as much, or even that Christmas is happening at home without me, because I did kind of struggle with that last year. Even though I was there for Christmas, the whole lead up I wasn't around, so I kind of felt like I missed out. And I think this will really help me to still feel good about myself, you know, while all that stuff is happening. But I would love to hear if any of you make a dopamine menu. So please keep me updated on Instagram. It's Biting Reality Back Pod on Instagram. And we have an email address, but I can't remember what it is. So I'll put it in the episode description. But yeah, give us a text on Instagram. Let me know what you think of these ideas of the dopamine menu and the winter arc. And I'll be back next week. This marks the end of my first episode alone. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will see you next week. Bye.